Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that sits right in that sweet spot between vintage soul and modern punch. We're making an edit flip in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and the goal is simple. Take one musical idea and make it evolve like a real track, not just a loop. Now, when I say edit flip, I mean this. You take a phrase, maybe a break, a vocal chop, a chord stab, or a bass riff, and you rework it into a new section that feels fresh, but still connected to the original. That's the magic. You want the listener to think, yeah, I know this idea, and then, just as they settle in, you flip the expectation. That's what makes DNB arrangements hit. It's not just more sounds. It's contrast, tension, release, and a little bit of surprise. So let's set the scene. We're aiming for a section that starts with a filtered break and atmosphere, opens into a main groove with drums and sub, then introduces an edit flip with chopped vocal or melodic response, followed by a bigger drop, a more stripped breakdown, and then a second drop that feels darker, heavier, and more urgent than the first. That's the shape we're after. First thing, choose a strong source phrase. This could be a two-bar breakbeat loop, a soulful vocal chop, a Rhodes phrase, or even a bass riff with room to move. The key is to pick something with character. You want rhythm, tone, and little gaps you can cut into. If the sample has no space, it's going to fight you. If it has no identity, the flip won't land. In Ableton, a really fast way to work is to drag the sample into a MIDI track and open it in Simpler. Put it into slice mode, and use transient or beat slicing depending on what you've got. That lets you play the sample like an instrument, and that's important, because an edit flip should feel performed, not just copied and pasted. Before you flip anything, build a clean baseline. Start with a solid 2-bar DNB drum loop. Kick with weight, snare on 2 and 4, rolling hats, and a chopped break layer for movement. This is your anchor. Your snare especially needs to stay strong, because in drum and bass, the snare is a major structural point. It's one of the things that tells the listener where they are in the groove. On the drum bus, keep the processing controlled. Use EQ8 to clean up rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz, and if the mix is muddy, shave some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus for drive and grit, but don't overdo it. A little crunch goes a long way. Glue compressor can help hold the kit together, and a limiter or soft clipping workflow will keep the peaks under control. The point is punch, not flattening. Now comes the fun part, the flip. Take your original phrase and create a second version that answers it instead of repeating it. A simple move can do a lot. Maybe you remove the first beat in the second pass so it enters late. Maybe you reverse the tail of the vocal into the next phrase. Maybe you move a stab onto the offbeat. Maybe you repeat one tiny fragment to make a hook out of it. This is where arrangement becomes emotional. A missing beat can be more powerful than an extra note. In jungle and old school DNB, space is not empty. Bass is energy. If you're working with audio, make sure warp is on and choose the right warp mode. Beats for breaks and percussive stuff. Complex or Complex Pro for fuller samples. Then split and rearrange with edit shortcuts. Duplicate the clip and build a variation. You do not have to quantize everything perfectly. In fact, a little looseness often gives the groove more life. A slightly early chop or a slightly late stab can make the whole thing feel more human. Once the edit flip is moving, add a modern punch layer underneath. This is the part that keeps the track from sounding too soft or too nostalgic. The vintage soul gives you character, but the modern punch gives it authority. For bass, you can use Operator or Waveatable to build a simple sign-based sub or a detuned re-style patch. Use Saturator for harmonics. Keep the sub mono with utility, and if needed, sidechain it lightly to the kick or snare. If you want movement, let the upper bass layer evolve with filtering and distortion, but keep the pure low end stable and clean. That's a huge DNB rule. Mono sub, always. Now start thinking like an arranger, not just a loop maker. A good DNB track feels like a series of controlled reveals. So map out your section in phrases. For example, the intro brings in filtered break and atmosphere. Then the groove opens up. Then the first edit flip arrives with a chopped answer or a reverse tail. Then the drop gets bigger. Then you pull it back for a breakdown. Then the second drop comes in harder, darker, and more urgent. The important thing is that every 8 bars should change something. It doesn't have to be a huge change. In fact, micro edits are usually better. Keep one anchor stable, like the snare pattern or a bass motif, and let the other elements mutate around it. That keeps the listener grounded while still giving them movement. If a section feels weak, don't automatically add more layers. Try removing one. Try dropping the snare for half a beat before a changeover. Try leaving the bass out on the last hit. Try making the final bar of an 8-bar phrase do something special, like a reverse hit or a short fill. Negative space is a powerful tool, especially in darker DNB. For the vintage soul side, use texture carefully. A dusty vocal chop, a bit of vinyl crackle, a short plate reverb, or some tape-style saturation can add real emotion. But keep it under control. The soul sample should feel like a memory inside the track, not fog machine covering the drums. Use EQ to clean low rumble and tame harshness, then add light saturator, short hybrid reverb, and maybe a touch of echo with filtered repeats. Subtlety is the move here. Automation is where the flip really comes alive. Automate auto filter cutoff, reverb sends, delay feedback, bass distortion, drum bus drive, and even utility gain for drop moments. You can filter a sample down over 4 bars and then snap it open right on the drop. You can push delay feedback just on the last word or stab. You can increase saturation in the last 2 bars before the drop so it feels like the track is building pressure. And because we're in jungle territory, use fills and transition tricks like a producer with taste. Snare rolls, reverse breaks, one beat pauses, kick pickups, filtered tom fills, vocal echoes into the next phrase. Ableton makes this easy with simpler drum rack, echo, and resampling. And honestly, resampling your own transition often sounds better than using a generic preset. It feels part of the record, because it is part of the record. Here's a really practical way to think about it. If you print your best moments to audio, you can chop them, reverse them, pitch them, and create more organic edits. That's one of the big secrets here. A lot of the most convincing jungle energy comes from audio edits that feel lived in, not perfectly polished. As you arrange, keep asking yourself a few questions. Does the flip actually feel like a variation? Is the second drop heavier than the first? Is the snare still cutting through? Is the sub still clean? Are the mids getting crowded? If the answer is no, don't panic. Often the fix is tiny. Remove a hat, shorten a tail, add one delayed response, change the last bar before the drop. That's usually enough to restore the movement. If you want to push darker, heavier DNB energy, lean on negative space, clip top breaks, resampled edits, and call and response bass. Let the bass answer the vocal or drum fill instead of constantly talking. Use distortion for harmonics, not just volume, and keep the arrangement DJ friendly, so it still works as a proper record, not just a sound design demo. Let's put it into a simple practice mindset. Build the 16-bar edit flip. Use one break, one soul sample or vocal chop, one sub bass, and one atmosphere layer. Make bars 1 through 4 the original phrase, bars 5 through 8 the first flip, bars 9 through 12 a stripped variation, and bars 13 through 16 a heavier return with a fill. Use at least 2 automation moves, one reversed audio edit, and one resampled transition. Keep the sub mono. Then listen back with your eyes closed and ask, does it move? Does it hit? Does it feel like jungle? That's the real test. Not whether it looks complicated on the screen, but whether it feels alive when you hear it. So remember the big idea. An edit flip is about contrast, rhythm, and controlled variation. Keep an anchor. Change the phrasing. Use micro edits. Preserve the soul, but give it modern punch. Arrange in 8 and 16 bar phrases. Let the drop breathe. Let the flip surprise. And make every return feel like it has a little more story than the last one. If you do that, your track won't just loop. It will evolve. And that's where the jungle energy really lives.